Hello, I'm Robert Holland, and this is the SAP Insider Las Vegas 2025 podcast. Thank you for listening as we speak with SAP insiders and industry experts about their experiences in the SAP space. In this episode, I'm speaking with JP Perez Echegoyen of Onapsis and Gaurav Singh of Under Armour. JP and Gaurav, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role.
All right. Hey, Robert. Really happy to be here. Thank you for having us. On this side, JP, CTO and co-founder of Onapsis, been doing cybersecurity for SAP applications for the past more than 15 years, and IT security more than 20. Really applying all of those concepts of cybersecurity to secure SAP applications. We've been presenting here with Gaurav and on different capacities, pre-conference workshops, sessions, Instant 20. So it's been a really good experience all over in the conference.
Fantastic.
Hey, Robert. Thank you for having me. My name is Gaurav Singh. As you said, I work for Under Armour as a senior cybersecurity manager. And this is the conference I've been telling everybody, one with the blue t-shirt, that this is the conference I want to be every year. It's been almost, I would say, 5+ years for me,
wow.
Including the mastering SAP, so maybe 6 or 7. So I have to pick this one over any other. That community, that tribe, that personal, that stories from customers and whatnot. And then we as a SAP cybersecurity community coming in together with the sessions JP was talking. It's just phenomenal and it's just amazing. So thank you for having us. Enough about me, I guess, for now.
Yeah. Well, I guess the big news is that you've both just published a book on cybersecurity for SAP. So what is cybersecurity for SAP, and why do SAP landscapes need cybersecurity?
I maybe start with my take, and then we'll let Gaurav compliment. Cybersecurity for SAP is basically applying the traditional cybersecurity or IT security concepts into SAP landscapes, which is very different from the traditional SAP security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we wrote this book, because there's definitely a gap in terms of publications focusing on SAP cybersecurity. Both of us got together and said, okay, let's bring our perspectives from one side, from the research and vulnerabilities management and the practitioner perspective, and on the other side, from a customer perspective, navigating the challenges of actually doing cybersecurity for SAP.
Okay. Okay, as JP was saying, I think cybersecurity for SAP is bringing two different silos of work. One is the traditional SAP security, which we have all known for almost 20+ years. And then there is a other word for them is still SAP is a black box. So this book was like more like our effort to bring those two words together, saying you are not just SAP security, you are SAP cybersecurity. So it's our effort to bring that mind. I would say it's more of a mindset than anything else.
Yeah.
Start with that mindset, calling you SAP cybersecurity.
So why do SAP landscapes need cybersecurity?
Well, because of many reasons, but let's start with the simple ones. And the simple one is complexity. It's these technologies supporting SAP applications today, 2025, with public cloud, private cloud, on-prem, everything in between, with technologies with such a diverse spectrum of technologies, it's securing, integrating security and ensuring that these landscapes are secure is very difficult because of that complexity. So that's one reason. The other is, going back to what Gaurav was mentioning, is really over the history, organizations have been doing security for SAP. However, they've been focusing on things that are absolutely important and must have, but there's been a gap, because ensuring that you have a perfectly well-implemented security strategy doesn't mean that you cannot have security vulnerabilities or risks in your SAP landscape. So because of all of the reasons and others, we need to have cybersecurity for SAP landscapes.
And I will just add, I think all my 20 years of working in the SAP space, I've been on almost like half decade, I was on the other side doing consulting for customers, and then maybe almost doing 10 years for as a customer. I see there's still false sense of security, assuming we have been a GRC-heavy ecosystem from SAP perspective because of reasons we all know. We are a financial system for all the customers. So because we are so GRC-heavy, there's false sense of security thinking we are all secure. We're kind of leaving our crown jewels a risk from cyber perspective because we are not patching on time. We are not fixing all the security vulnerabilities and whatnot. So I think that's why you need cyber security for SAP in today's world, which is changing, which is more cloud, as we say, cloud. In the cloud world, it's no longer a system within firewall with the RISE and S4 and whatnot, right? The identity becomes your new perimeter, and then you're going to do things through cyber, not just assuming with doing GRC you are all good now.
So, you know, I think you made some interesting points there because one of the things I think that is important when it comes to cybersecurity for SAP is that there's a number of different myths about it. And I know that you address some of those in the book. So what are some of the obstacles or myths that you talk about in the book? And why is it important to ensure that both SAP teams and security teams understand those?
Okay, do we have like 2 hours? Well, there are many myths, and that's why all of these misinterpretations or myths led to an existing gap. But let's cover a few of them. For example, well, my SAP system is behind a firewall, so I don't need to do any cybersecurity. Well, guess what? That's no longer true, right? BTP, RISE, public and private cloud, extensibility through the cloud. So a lot of concepts open up our landscape to be more interconnected and more exposed, opening up the attack surface as well. But also, as I said before, the misconception of, yes, we are doing security, but we have a whole security team for SAP. Why do we need anything else? Well, that team is awesome and is doing a great job on ensuring that whoever needs to do something can do that and nothing else on the system. But given the complexity and the lack of knowledge on the SAP technology and the different vulnerabilities and risks, well, organizations run with a significant level of risk if they don't purposefully do security as well. So,
right.
And we can keep talking about myths, but really they have been building over time and building this gap between IT security and SAP security.
And I think I will just add here, our book, the book we wrote titled Cybersecurity for SAP is the first ever book written for cybersecurity for SAP. SAP has been here for almost 30 plus years, even the years we can even think about it. But there has not been a book written ever. So you can assume there has been a myth, there has been a false sense of security or assumption thinking we're all good. We are doing a lot of GRC and audit, and we have all these big fours and whatnot. We are quarterly doing a lot of audit. So the team, I think different teams, there have been assumption, okay, I think we are good. The InfoSec guys assumes because the SAP guys are so GRC heavy, they got all the area covered. And where there is a SAP team assuming, oh, we got the separate cyber team and they got everything covered. So it's still that silo exists. And one of the reasons I think and we talked about why did we write this book, I think was to bring that kind of a, break those myths, bring those two different silos, two different world together. I think we are in this world of RISE, cloud, S4 and whatnot. We cannot have those myths anymore. The risk is very high in this world of changing to the cloud first approach. So yeah, those are the myths as JP was saying. We don't have 2 hours to speak, so I think I will stop here, Robert.
Yeah, but I think that's a really good point because you know, even though cybersecurity and dedicated security teams and SAP security teams and SAP teams and BASIS teams are starting to collaborate more with each other, there's still those silos. And unless, you know, I think something that your CEO Mariano said in our recent magazine was, you know, something along the lines of, it's a team effort. Everyone has to work together as a team. And that's, you know, and that's something that I think people don't necessarily realize as much, even though there's starting to be more collaboration. So what are the biggest cybersecurity challenges that you address in the book? Hopefully not 2 hours.
As I said before, the interesting part of this book is that we took two different perspectives. The perspective of what it means to secure SAP applications, like going into the technical concepts, the services, the configurations, the practical steps you need to implement, and then also from a process perspective, more from the customer, right? So combining both allows you to push forward a good security strategy. So even if you're starting your first steps on that, this book can help you navigate it.
Yeah, I think we didn't want to make it like a 1,000 pages book, as we know, and there's always a balance which we have to find. So I think our effort was, as JP was saying, to bring in those two different perspectives, complement each other, and how do we kind of bring an inclusive book where anybody, like a customer who's already on SAP, or they are trying to be on SAP, or they are trying to embark on S4 journey, how do they bring that cyber security in SAP, cybersecurity for SAP mindset? How do they build their program for cybersecurity using NIST cybersecurity framework, secure operations map, and whatnot? So this is our effort to give them a one resource where they can just, okay, get this book, hard book or e-book, whatever, and they can at least have a basic cybersecurity foundation, a program for their SAP landscape, no matter where they are on their SAP journey.
Yeah, there are some SAP Press books that I have that are real door stoppers. And this one is relatively svelte compared to some of the ones I've seen. So hopefully it's an opportunity for people who perhaps wouldn't necessarily think about reading an SAP Press book to look at something that is going to be more direct, more useful, more immediately productive.
We actually dropped a few chapters just to make it a good book for our readers.
Originally, it was twice as long.
But yeah, yeah. Somebody said to me, I think it's somewhere, saying, write the book you want to read.
Yes.
So I think as an author, I think the responsibility is huge on us to make sure the book I've been writing, we're also going to read it as well, right? So that's our idea and effort. Right, JP, you agree?
Absolutely, yeah.
So maybe it's just a final question here. What do people need to know to get started with cybersecurity for SAP?
Well, I think there is one thing that can get you there, can take you really long, that is be purposeful. It's like there's so many different ways to implement security, cybersecurity for SAP, but it starts with being purposeful. So you can take baby steps, you can prioritize efforts, you can plan, you can train your teams, you can put processes, you can implement technology, you can buy a book, you can do many things, but it starts with really prioritizing and being purposeful about securing and reducing that gap in your organization.
Good advice. I would agree, and I would also say it is start from the mindset. Again, cybersecurity is a journey. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon, and you will never be 100% secure. So start with that mindset of understanding, and I would say start from the risk. Everything is like, as a cybersecurity professional, our job is to mitigate risk and remediate risk we have in our landscape. So start with that risk. What are risks we are talking about our landscape, and what all things I need to do to protect or remediate those risks for my SAP, and yeah, get our book if you love book reading book, I think get our book as well.
It's a great book.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gaurav and JP, for stopping by to speak to the SAP Insider community. It's been fantastic to have you. Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with you again. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I met the Robert who sends all his emails to me. So thank you, Robert, to finally meet you in person. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome, Gaurav. Yeah.